fue solita, la pachangosa.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is Jeremy Dutcher from his second album, and he's the only artist to have won the Polaris Prize twice so far. That is, let's see if he can do it a third time. Wouldn't that be amazing? I wouldn't put it past him. He's so darn talented. Listen to that voice, eh? And another talented artist here on the show that we're going to play is our featured artist of the week. Ran into her and her friends at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, which is what this show is all about this week. And we're going to play a song called Intertribal Happy Feet, featuring the Chippewa Travelers by the incredible Chris Dirksen, right here on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I, oh, will I even know?
And I keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now.
Favorite artists, well, actually it's one artist and two people, but two of my favorite people, that is Twin Flames and Porchlight. I think the last time I ran into them was in Newfoundland, but I spoke to them not too long ago, and I hope that they're doing well and get to see them soon. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox Show. We've got music from Bell and Quinn coming up, a song called Homage, and this is from an artist and group that are Haitian, original sisters. And they are based in Canada. They blend Haitian rhythms and world music and jazz, soul, funk. It's pretty heavy stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Also on the show, John Bouty with Tremblay Song. And this is something that came out in 2010. It was also on the TV show Tremblay. That's the main version and the main song. It's like listening to MASH, but different. It's way different, actually. Tremblay was a show that was featured on HBO. Alvin Youngblood Hart is on the show. Some blues, Big Mama's Door from 1996. And right now, For What It's Worth, from the Sojourners. And they were on the stage, the gospel stage. Three beautiful men and their voices singing along with a band that was a crackerjack band playing some amazing music. This is a cover of For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Here it is on the jukebox.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to be away. Saying, stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Came.
Lord, don't allow me in. What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? Man, what about it? Get in that kitchen, man, and roll 'em till she come home. Get up in them woods, man, we sure had a lot of fun. Corner gonna see my pony run. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road.
Going back to the woods.
Till I come up in Big Mama Dome.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Souillé, ce ciel élevé.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. With technology, you can now have an appointment with your doctor remotely. But Congress is debating whether Medicare will continue to cover the cost of those telehealth visits. So John Maffey, a physician and associate professor at UCLA, wants to make sure policymakers consider all the benefits telehealth can provide. He says it increases access to care, especially for frail, elderly, and lower-income patients who may have a harder time getting to an in-person visit.
Telehealth or audio-only phone calls have been a lifeline for some of these more vulnerable groups of patients.
And Maffey says there's another, less recognized benefit: reduced carbon emissions due to fewer car trips to the doctor. In a recent study, his team found that if patients in the U.S. keep using telemedicine at the same rates they did in 2023, it would be comparable to taking at least 60,000 gas cars off the road.
This is not only boosting access to care. Telehealth may be a means to at least modestly reduce the carbon footprint of U.S. healthcare delivery.
Maffey says climate change is a major health threat, so it's important for his industry to do what it can to reduce its climate impact. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
You're listening.